it is the prerogative of the particular authorities involved. In this particular case, the Swiss authorities. We are aware that some of the individuals who are alleged to have been denied visas are people that are on the list of targeted measures, people who are on the travel ban list on account of their involvement or alleged involvement in human rights abuses. And if the Swiss authorities see it fit that such people should not be allowed into Switzerland, we leave it to the Swiss authorities to decide. However, I may want to add here, it is also alarming, you know, that a country like Zimbabwe, which is really struggling financially, economically, can afford to send such a huge delegation always to some of these occasions. I think we would welcome the decision by the Swiss to the extent that it also cuts on the cost. We don't understand actually what they are going to do, all of them there in Switzerland. The president and a couple of other people would be okay. But to have a huge delegation going for a few days meeting, not all of them are going to play any meaningful role. We think this is part of the excesses that we always complain about as human rights organizations, which should be termed. Obviously, I personally welcome that kind of decision. We do hope, obviously, that this indication sends a signal to the authorities in Harare about what is expected of them if they want to be part and parcel of the international community. So it's a good decision.